It's still real to me, damn it.
Thank you.
Welcome! Another edition of It's Still Real to Me. Of course, our pro wrestling show, It's Still Real to Me, part of Zaslow Show 2.0, and everything Zaslow Show 2.0, brought to us by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, motorcycle, hit and run, boating accident, slip and fall. You deserve to be compensated. First, you call 911, make sure you're okay, and then you call Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0, including It's Still Real to Me. All right, got a fun show for you guys today. Also, it's important to mention, Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. All summer long, baseball, golf, soccer, right? The top fights in UFC, MMA, UFC 303 tomorrow night. Even WWE PLEs. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino. Get in on some blackjack, some poker. Unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, today is Friday. We obviously have SmackDown tonight. What's next with the Bloodline? Jacob Fatu joined the Bloodline last week. It looks like it's already set. Money in the Bank, which is next weekend. Oh, Money in the Bank's going to be good. You're going to have Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens against the Bloodline. I don't know which three of the four members are going to join. Also last week, Solo Sikoa told Paul Heyman that Roman, he's never coming back. All right, do you like the direction of the new Bloodline? You know who we're going to ask about that. Booker T, the five-time WCW champion Booker T. He's going to join the show here today. That's right. Booker T is our guest today on It's Still Real to Me. And starting tomorrow night, Saturday nights at 10 p.m., including tomorrow night, when there's a big UFC event like UFC 303 or a big boxing match or a big WWE PLE. The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore is now on ESPN Radio on Saturday nights. They've been doing that show for years in Houston, which, of course, is where Booker's from. And now, beginning tomorrow night, the debut episode of the Hall of Fame on ESPN Radio. Matter of fact, Booker's going to be on with me tomorrow on game day on ESPN Radio to preview. We'll do some UFC 303, but we're also going to... we'll preview it right now as well. So let's get right to it. So one of the newest shows on ESPN Radio, which is debuting tomorrow night, the Hall of Fame with Booker T and his partner Brad Gilmore. Booker T joining us here now on Zaslow Show 2.0. It's Still Real to Me. Booker, always great talking to you. But now, because the Hall of Fame is on ESPN Radio Saturday nights, whenever there's a big UFC event like UFC 303 or boxing or a big-time PLE, you're going to be on ESPN Radio Network. We're colleagues now, Booker. You and me, we're co-workers now. How are you today? Good morning.
Oh, man, I feel good, man. I'm happy to be a part of the family. Something Brad and I have been working on for quite some time, just trying to move up in the ranks of the world of radio, and now we are with the biggest of them all, ESPN, so we're pretty excited.
So tell everyone, you've been doing the Hall of Fame show, of course, ESPN Radio in Houston, Nashville as well, I believe. The Hall of Fame show has been going on for a while. Tell everybody what they're going to get now on a national level.
You know, more the same, man. We don't want to change up our format a whole lot. We're getting a chance to dive into something that we've been wanting to dive into for quite some time, and that's mixed martial arts. I've been a fan of UFC since the inception, and now we're going to get a chance to actually talk about it. I got so much knowledge in my head as far as UFC goes, but we're going to have fun. My show is all about the people. It's all about The fans calling in, having fun with us. It's almost like my match with Stone Cold Steve Austin in the grocery store. it's gonna be one of those shows where you can always expect the unexpected, but you will be definitely informed.
All right, Booker, does a day go by that someone doesn't run into you in public and bring up the supermarket fight with Stone Cold?
No, that's what's crazy about it. That's why I say our show is going to be a lot like that Stone Cold Steve Austin fight in the grocery store, because people come up to me to this day and say, man, that's the best match you've ever had, man. I've had 35 championships, but my best match was Stone Cold Steve Austin in a grocery store. But that just tells you wrestling is all about entertainment, and I think radio is all about entertainment as well.
It's a legendary moment. I'm going to get back to the radio in a second here, but since you brought it up, it's a legendary moment, the supermarket fight with Stone Cold. Going into it, did you think it was going to be terrible? When did you realize this is actually really great?
No, I didn't think it was going to be terrible or anything like that. Preparation is the only luck you're ever going to have. Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was a pro at what he did. Myself, I always considered myself a pro. Knowing my job is very, very important. That night, my job was to go out there and take an ass whooping. And I tell my students, your losses in wrestling has to be better than your wins. And I think that was a win for both of us.
You know, so let's talk about reality of wrestling, all right? Booker T, the Hall of Fame, is going to be on Saturday nights on ESPN Radio whenever there's big combat sports events, including great WWE PLEs, Booker T, Brad Gilmore. But let's talk about Ring of Honor wrestling here. And it's interesting. I want to hear your perspective on the way you teach your students in regards to, you know, so often there's so much negativity, of course, with pro wrestling on the internet, you know,
yes.
And you'll hear things on the internet with pro wrestling fans who are like, so-and-so, he's getting buried this, he's getting buried that, you know, he keeps losing on television. And I wonder how you prepare your students when it comes to, there always has to be a winner, but that also means there always has to be a loser.
Yeah. You know, with wrestling, I teach my students, there's no wrong way of doing it, as long as you do it right. Okay? that's kind of crazy, right? There's several ways to do it wrong. It's only one way to do it right. It may not be like the next person. It may be different than this guy over here, but if it's right to those fans, I think that's the only thing that matters. Just like I said, for me, getting into wrestling, it wasn't about wins and losses per se. Of course, you want to win more than you lose, but it's about going out there and having the best performance that you possibly can. There's always going to be ebbs and flows in wrestling. You're never going to always going to be on the top. So you got to know how to, you know, play the game. But I tell my students also, you got to know how to make it in the locker room before you make it in the ring. There's so many different variables that goes into becoming a really, really good professional wrestler. That's why I say your losses has to be just as good or better than your wins. So it's so much goes into trying to find a great professional wrestler.
You know, I love hearing, as someone who has followed and loved pro wrestling since I'm a little boy, I'm now 43 years old. And of course I understand some of the things from talking to guys like you, Booker, on my show. I understand some of the things that go on in the locker room, but I love hearing from veterans like yourself about the locker room and the respect that takes place back there. I love the old school approach that pro wrestling still has. Can you explain to me who helped teach you locker room etiquette, how to be a professional, that kind of stuff?
Goes back to the Global Wrestling Federation for me. I got a chance to share the locker room with one of the all-time greats, a guy by the name of Black Bart. Man, he went down the road with my brother and I many, many a days. He's sitting in the back seat with his chew and his little bucket and just spit knowledge the whole trip. For me, being able to sit and look out that curtain and watch Black Bart, you know, do his work, I was like, man, I was so in awe. You know, guys like Johnny Mantell from back in the day, guys like Hollywood, John Tatum, so many of those guys taught me what it meant to be in the locker room. I remember the first time I had a match with Hollywood John Tatum, and I'm a green kid having a match with Hollywood John Tatum, somebody that I've watched on television many, many years. And I asked Johnny, man, John Tatum, what did you want to do in this match? And John Tatum looks at me and he says, just flop, kid. That's all I need you to do. Very, very valuable lesson. And I, no doubt, I went out and flopped to the best of my ability. Thereafter, I was the global tag team champions with my brother. So, learning lesson.
Who's the best you've ever seen at selling?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I try to tell my students, as far as if you want to learn what it means to be a really, really good baby face, which is that's a good guy in professional wrestling. You watch Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He was one of those guys who would sell, but something he taught me was to never die. I got a chance to wrestle Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in Germany for 20 minutes, man, and it was one of the highlights of my career.
Wow. And what about for a heel? Because for me growing up, looking back at it now, I mean, that Mr. Perfect, unbelievable seller.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the head, man. I mean, seriously, that was a guy who I respected so much because of his in-ring prowess. He was such a great general in the ring, and he could go out and work anybody inside that square circle and make that guy look better than anybody else had made that guy look. So Mr. Perfect, perfect example.
Booker, you're obviously, you're featured a lot in the Vice TV Dark Side of the Ring, Who Killed WCW. Have you been watching it along these last few weeks?
Oh, yes. I've definitely been watching it. It's been intriguing, very entertaining. The last episode was kind of dry just because of the execs and whatnot, having their opinions as far as why the company went under, and I'm sure they have a valid opinion. But the first three episodes, man, they were really, really compelling, and I think they did a really great job.
Are you pleased with how all the participants are being portrayed?
Yeah, I think everything is pretty much accurate. I mean, who killed WCW? I mean, it was a lot involved with the demise of WCW. You just can't name one person. I attribute some of the blame to Eric Bischoff in the docuseries, but I think it's a whole lot more blame to go around. Of course, Hogan perhaps had a piece of that as well. I know I didn't have anything to do with the downfall of WCW, but no, it has been very compelling, and I think Daniel Garcia and The Rock put it together very, very well.
I love how in this week's episode, and they show the last ever Nitro from Panama City where you win the WCW championship again, and everyone's worried, what does it mean for my job moving forward? And of course, you, as a decent human being, you're worried about the people who work behind the scenes. They have families, production crew, what they're going to do. But thinking of yourself, like, I'm holding the WCW championship right here. I think I'm in a good spot moving forward.
Nah, I had the U.S. title and the WCW championship, and the company was closing down. What a milestone for myself to start at the bottom of that company, and then at the end of it, I was at the very, very top, and with a huge chip in my pocket to go to WWE. They talk about the 50% buyout that I took. When I went to WWE, I was willing to bank on myself at that time. The money was secondary. I always felt like, you know, the man make the money. The money don't make the man. So I was just ready to put my boots on, get my hard hat on, and go straight to work. I didn't know what was going to happen as far as my career went in the WWE, but I was willing to go out there and work my ass off and prove that I could stand with those guys in that locker room as well as in that 20 by 20.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first, I gotta let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right, if you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right, Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist, realestatefinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. Now, if I remember correctly, your official debut in WWE at the time, you did a run-in, you interfered in a match. Do you remember what it felt like before you were about to run out there? Like, were you thinking to yourself, man, I hope the crowd, you know, I hope they know who I am. You know, I'm a WCW guy. Do you remember how it felt?
No, in wrestling, the only thing you think about in those moments, really, the really good wrestlers, they're not thinking about the highlight of it or anything like that. They're just saying, don't screw this up. Don't go out here and screw this up. And the thing is, I went out there. It didn't go exactly the way it was planned, okay? A lot of things in the match with Stone Cold Steve Austin before I ran out, it didn't happen. One thing was, it's this little piece on the announce table. It's a little piece that hang right over. That piece was supposed to have been removed. It wasn't. So when I dropped Steve Austin right on that table, I landed him perfectly, but he hit the top of that piece and bounced off to the floor and broke three bones in his back. And I found that out when I was riding down the road. So I felt like I had screwed it up, you know, but no hard feelings from Stone Cold Steve Austin or anything like that, because he knew it wasn't my fault. I did what I was supposed to do. And thank God I didn't get fired that night.
So Booker, obviously you got a lot on your plate. Like I said, the Hall of Fame show, it's coming to ESPN Radio beginning tomorrow night, 10 p.m. You're also, of course, color analyst on NXT every Wednesday night. How cool is it now, the collaboration, Tuesday night, excuse me. How cool is it now, the collaboration between NXT and TNA?
Nah, man, it's really, really cool. I see, just like, say, for instance, Jordynne Grace coming over. She fits right in. I can't wait for somebody like Moose to get a shot just because I feel like he deserves a shot, man. This guy's mega, mega talented. I've had him at Reality of Wrestling before, and he's going to be coming back in August. So, nah, that collaboration is great for the talent, as well as it's great for TNA and what they're doing, as well as where they are right now. TNA is not where they are, you know, just say, for instance, in 2007, 2008. It's a totally different thing. And if WWE can help that company grow, I think it's good for the business. One thing about this business, I really, really, truly believe, when guys have a place that they can go and get a job here in the United States, is so cool, because I'm going to tell you right now, nothing wrong with going to Japan and working over there or anything like that. But if you can work at home, brother, you're going to do it every single time. And right now with AEW, with TNA, with WWE, it's more than enough jobs right here in the United States.
How much do you emphasize at Reality of Wrestling, not just that you got to be a great worker, but you also have to have a hook. You got to have a good gimmick. You got to be a good character, because look at what's going on now just from his first appearance on NXT, what's going on with Joe Hendry. I mean, he hasn't even wrestled yet on NXT. He's on fire right now.
No, but he's a good-looking kid. You know what I mean? hash to take, man. You know, I have a saying, you got to be able to pass that airport test in this business. And what that means is you walking through the airport, they may not know who you are, but they say, man, who is that? You know, that's that's your entry. Now, and the thing, he's done nothing in NXT, but he's got a huge buzz right now. One thing I tell my students is you got to be able to look at the guy in the locker room and know that you can compete with these guys on every level. You can't forsake anything. I'm talking about your mic skills. I'm talking about your in-ring prowess. I'm talking about your body, which is first and foremost, because first impressions could be your last impression in this business. So you got to cover all bases, just like baseball, man. You got to cover all bases in this business. So yeah, that's what you got to have in order to really make it to that next level. And Joe Hendry, I think he has.
Booker, what do you make of the direction right now of the new bloodline? You intrigued?
Oh man, I'm highly intrigued, especially with Jacob Fatu making his entrance last Friday night on SmackDown. He's a guy that I work with at Reality of Wrestling, and I've been praying for this guy to get in the WWE. And I had a chat with him last week, and I said, man, you know, it was a little late. You know what I mean? It took you a while, but, you know, with God, even when he's late, he's always on time. You know, so to see Jacob, to see Solo, as well as all of the Tamatanga, all those guys getting a shot. And doing it together as a family. Man, can you imagine? Me and my brother, we got a chance to do this for 9 years. And I tell you, I couldn't have had a better run in WCW without my brother beside me. So I can only imagine how these guys feel.
I mean, how great. Like the moment that Roman returns, Booker, that's going to be some shit, huh?
You know, when Roman returned, man, I'm wondering what's going to happen. I'm wondering what's going to happen. Are we going to see a new Roman? Are we going to see a more jovial, more happy Roman? Are we going to see some dissension as far as who's truly the head of the table? Oh, man, we got a couple of more years with this thing, man.
Last thing I want to ask you here, Punk, McIntyre,
yeah.
I love it. How great has that been?
It's been a great story. One thing about this business, Punk going down from injury actually hurt, actually helped the angle.
Yeah.
I really believe that. They got a chance to actually feel like it was back in the day. An angle would last, you know, 6 months, you know, a year leading into a pay-per-view. Now, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk has created something really, really huge. And the thing is, I must say, I got to give Drew McIntyre his props. He's been doing some of his best work over these last 2 years. Drew McIntyre has been the guy. And now going into this, I can't wait to see the match. You know what I mean? Yep. We've had so much outside interference. We've had so much talk back and forth. I cannot wait to see the match. And hopefully it live up to the billing.
You're going to be able to hear Booker and his pal Brad Gilmore tomorrow night, ESPN Radio, 10 p.m. I know, Booker, you're also stopping by with me on game day on ESPN Radio tomorrow. We'll do a little preview of UFC 303. That's going to be a lot of fun. Loved having you on the show here. You're always very gracious to me. Thank you so much, Booker.
Boom. Appreciate you, man, always. Can't wait to see you guys, and it's going to be a plenty of shucky-ducky, quack-quack moments starting Saturday night.
Excellent job by Booker T. He really is one of the best. Look, pro wrestlers as guests are always fantastic. I talk to Booker T a lot. He's always really great. And I think you're going to be, look, he's a big MMA, big UFC guy, big boxing guy. And that's why they're doing the Hall of Fame on ESPN Radio starting tomorrow night to help preview UFC 303. I think you're going to be surprised that not only his knowledge of all combat sports, but also all of sports. Like, he is really involved. That's a great addition to the network programming on the weekends there. And like I told him, we're colleagues now. Excellent job there by Booker T. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to have another episode of It's Still Real to Me coming out probably Monday afternoon. We'll do a little preview before Monday Night Raw. And Booker's partner, Brad Gilmore from the Hall of Fame, he's going to join us coming up on Monday. So like I said, great addition, those guys, to ESPN Radio. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Booker. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that good stuff. That helps the algorithm. I love you a long time. We'll talk to you next week on another edition of It's Still Real to Me. Love pro wrestling. See ya.